Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship the Lord.
Let's worship
him. Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Eradicate
from your mind
everything,
all everything,
all the pain,
all the pain,
and that your troubles may
worthy
of the glory. Giving the praise, yeah. Oh, together we can. Yes, we can.
Oh,
worship the Lord. I don't know about you, but it just showed no good to me.
So when your troubles come, just hold on, God's unchanging.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you tonight. We want to thank our listening audience all across the country with us tonight. I am not feeling that well, and my sinuses have not been acting right. So we have Brother John Marshall, my mentor, is going to be our evangelistic ram in the bush this evening, and he is going to give us a wonderful word from God on this brief devotion tonight. Brother Marshall, we thank you for being with us. It's all yours, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother, and our prayer is that you will enjoy a prompt and complete recovery and once again feel whole, healed, and healthy. I am thankful for the privilege of being able to share with this wonderful audience tonight. Tonight, we want to talk about evangelizing within your world. You have a world, and that's the world around you, the world that you touch, the world that you interact with, the people that you know, you see, you feel, you embrace, etc. Evangelizing within your world. We sometimes become very enthusiastic about going a great distance. I can recall some time ago telling an audience of people, evangelism takes place not by crossing the sea, but by seeing the cross. And we see the cross, we see the validity, the value, the necessity of the cross of Christ in the lives of the people that we interact with. So for a few minutes tonight, I want to nurture you to evangelize within your world. Jesus is our role model for evangelism. Jesus was always up to something. He was always up to trying to advance people closer to the Heavenly Father. Doesn't matter how the conversation started, doesn't matter what the initial felt needs were, at the root of all of it, people needed to have a peaceful relationship with God, and He came to make that possible. So Jesus is our role model for evangelism. He taught the gospel and taught His disciples to teach. He taught them to teach. By teaching His disciples to teach, He was thus teaching them to evangelize. So outreach, church growth, evangelism, everything revolves around teacher. Jesus was called the teacher. His distinguished designation, they saw Him as the teacher. Well, how did He do that? How was Jesus successful? What model do we discover from Him? Jesus evangelized through His contact. He was always contacting people. Though His disciples were sometimes irritated and wanting to send people away, Jesus was always saying to people, come. So He evangelized through His contact. He knew that through His contact, He would impact the world with the gospel. He knew it would be successful. He knew He had a winning plan. It was just a matter of implementing it and activating it. He knew that He could have no impact without contact. He knew that. So since He knew there is no impact without contact, and He knew that through His contact, He could impact the world. Therefore, He became a friend of sinners, for that's who He had come to save. Listen to Luke's writing in Luke chapter 7 and verse 34. Jesus makes this statement. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. That's what they called Him. You are a friend to sinners. Luke writes again in chapter 19 and verse number 10, He has come to seek and to save that which was lost. But He knew He would have no impact without contact. Now let's notice how He did that. Luke chapter 7. And when you have some time, read all of the remaining of the chapter. Well, actually read the whole chapter. But definitely read Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. Through contact, He impacted a woman who was a sinner. In Luke 7, in verse 36, now one of the Pharisees was requesting Him to dine with him, and He entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and she learned that He was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster vial of perfume, and standing behind Him at His feet, weeping, She began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with perfume. He's contacting this woman. What do you think the people thought? Well, we are not left to imagine. Verse number 39, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. Well, that's not a problem for Jesus, because that's who he came to save. And he knew that in order to save her, he had to make contact, because without contact, there is no impact. So through contact, he impacted a woman who was a sinner. Now, in verses 40, Jesus began to teach his disciples and those who were there. He taught them a story of two debtors to get them to see some things. And then he said to them in verse 44, he said, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but since the time I came in has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. Then he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. And then sometime later, he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Notice what Jesus did. He made contact. And thus he got a chance to impact her with forgiveness. Right there in verse number 48, he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. And then he impacted her with peace, the absence of the distresses that are caused by sin. Right there in verse 50, he said, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Now, how do we translate that into our everyday vernacular? There are sinners that you come into contact with. There are sinners in your environment. There are sinners in your family. There are sinners in your community. There are sinners who work on the job with you. You don't have to make sinners feel bad. You don't have to make sinners think that something is out of place, but you can contact them so that you can impact them. So you have to decide, how do I contact this person? What do I say? What do I do that I might increase the probability of impacting this person? Now, Jesus treated this woman not like she was the outsider that everybody else wanted to treat her. So that's a good window of insight. Who are the people in your environment that are treated like outsiders? Who is the person? Who is the people? Who is the group of people who do not believe that they have a seat at the table? Who are the people who believe that they are being looked down upon, they are being marginalized? Who is the person that's afraid, unwilling, uncomfortable to join in the conversation? Who's the person at work that takes their lunch and goes sit in the car and eat by themselves, not because they are standoffish, but because they have never been welcomed into the group? Those are the people that you want to reach out for. We want to begin evangelizing. Make contact so you can impact people like Jesus did. Now, imagine this woman in the very presence of Jesus. They are thinking in their hearts, this woman does not deserve to be in this audience. She no doubt knew that's how they thought, because the likelihood is very high. That's how they had treated her at some point. But what does Jesus do? He reaches out to impact the most castigated person in the crowd. And guess what? Made a positive impact. As we move into Luke chapter 8, we read these words in the earlier part of the chapter. Soon afterwards, now that's right after Jesus had finished impacting this woman. Soon afterwards, he began going around from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. Proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. But guess what? He has a right to preach the kingdom of God, because that's what he practiced. So if you want to evangelize within your world, you must start practicing what you're going to preach, and you need to start practicing it before you start preaching it. Yes, evangelize within your world. Thanks for the privilege of sharing with you tonight. My prayer is that Brother Brian Jones will be at 100% tomorrow, and he'll be able to go about his daily activities impacting people, because he has been willing to contact people. Have a blessed evening, and you're back into the hands of your moderator.
Thank you so much, Brother John Marshall. We certainly appreciate your encouragement. What a wonderful and a timely topic on tonight. I hope and pray that you have gleaned much wisdom from this devotion, and we certainly believe that you put enough in it for us to do so. For those of you who have a prayer request, now is the time to dial number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you are requesting prayers for. If you need prayer, let's take it up to God. Somebody needs to pray that we can do more evangelism at every congregation within the Fellowship of Churches of Christ. Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Brother John, thanks, Brother Marshall, for the lesson. Hope you begin to feel better real soon. I'm asking prayer for everyone that's in bereavement, the sick. There's a lot of illness going on. Pray for the church family, my family. Pray for yours, and we thank you.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate you tonight, Sister Anderson. We want to, by way of reminder, let you know that April 28th is the place to be here in Anderson. That's going to be the Grace View Church of Christ. We are having our building payoff campaign. We have a wonderful program. A great day of worship. We have the Southside Singers from Rogersville, Alabama. The Malone family is going to be with us. Brother John Malone will be preaching that morning, and Brother John Marshall will be preaching that afternoon. Please bring a dollar or two to contribute to us paying off our building. We believe in the power of God to bless us to be debt-free, and we believe by faith that God will bless us to do it. Our thematic theme is when hearts get stirred up. And can I tell you that when hearts get stirred up, things can get done. Evangelism can take place. Many other things that we can do in the kingdom of God to help people and to bless God. Dial number one right now if you have a prayer request. We'd love to pray for you, but we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It does not appear we have any additional prayer requests. We want to continue to pray for all those soldiers on the battlefield who are down. Pray for them, particularly Sister Sarah Cobb on tonight. Tonight we're going to be led in prayer by one of our prayer warriors here at the Grace Free Church of Christ in Anderson. Brother Matthew Garland is going to take us away. God bless you and thank you, Brother Garland.
Let us bow. Our Father, which art in heaven, O good master, Once again, Lord, we come with humble hearts, bowing unto thee, Lord, giving thee all the praise, for thou art more than worthy to be praised. At this time, Heavenly Father, based upon the fact what Jesus did on that old rugged cross for the sins of the world, and thou be so kind to forgive us for all shortcomings, forgive us for all sins. Guide us, Lord, in the path of righteousness, knowing heaven it will go. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask thou be so kind to bless this nation, Lord. We pray for peace, unity throughout the land and country, especially in the household of faith. All those that are sick, bereavement, going through trials, tribulations, and trouble in this life, Lord. Lord, as we hold on to God's unchanging hand, as we endure until the end, go the last mile of the way. Heavenly Father, we strive to make heaven our home. Lord, we pray, Lord, we just continue to uplift Jesus, Lord. Just continue to hold on with thy unchanging hand. We love you, Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we do all in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless all those that's on the call, all those we come in contact with, all those through and throughout, Lord, with traveling grace. Bless Brother Brian C. Jones, Lord, and help bless his wife and all things that they do, Lord, for the ministry of Christ. Bless all the congregations of Christ. I pray we speak the same thing, be of the same mind, of the same judgment, knowing the blood of Jesus, the righteous, cleanses us from all sins. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we wake up in the next morning, Lord, bless us throughout the night. Lord, guide us, Lord. Protect us, Lord, overnight, Lord. As Brother Warren, Lord, breaks us the bread of life in the morning call at 7:30. These and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.